You're listening to Gearing Up, an Everyday Carry podcast. This is a show that's dedicated to highlighting members and makers of the Everyday Carry community that are doing really awesome things. If you're into knives, gear, and talking about what's going on in the hobby, this is the show for you. Make sure you subscribe so you get new episodes whenever they drop, and follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so you can join the conversation. Gearing Up is sponsored by Nutsack Bags. If you're in the market for a new bag or a satchel or a sling or a pouch, check them out. They've got some amazing stuff. Everything's made in the U.S. Everything comes with a lifetime guarantee. I promise you won't be disappointed. Just go visit Nutsack.com and see everything they have to offer. And thanks again to Nutsack for sponsoring the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Gearing Up. This is the Everyday Carry podcast where we talk about everyday carry stuff. Today, slight exception. So, this episode's going to be a little different. Couple of disclaimers. I fully recorded this whole episode already today in the car. And I thought I had everything set properly. Turns out I didn't, and it sounded like two angry raccoons wrestling in a half-full garbage can, like one of those metal ones, you know, so it was loud. And I wasn't happy with it, but I am standing firm in my commitment to upload every Thursday. So come hell or high water, this will be uploaded before midnight tonight. So recorded everything once. I'm hoping I don't forget anything. And if I seem repetitive or if I talk about something and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? Maybe I mentioned it in the last one and you'll never know. I don't know. But we're here nonetheless. And today is going to be a little different. This episode's a little different. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about EDC. So if that's all you're here for, you may not find interest in this. You may. So definitely give it, you know, a couple minutes. But we're going to talk about what I've been up to over the last, I don't know, probably week and a half or so, and what's been going on, what's different, and what that means for this show. It sounds way, way, way more big of a deal, like way more big of a deal than it actually is. So I've talked about it a few times on the show. I work from home, and until the birth of our third child, I had a home office. And then when April found out she was pregnant, we decided, hey, I need to move out and make the room, you know, available for the baby. So we did that. And we're big, like, DIY home project doers. And so it was April. If you go on my Instagram feed, you can find a reel. She made a sketch. And it was a fairly detailed sketch of what she wanted it to look like. And we built it. It was sort of this built-in off of the dining area. We had just sort of the perfect extra space. And built-in desk, monitors, cabinets, all that, you know, the works. And that was my home office for, I don't know, maybe the last year, a little less. I don't know how long it's been exactly. It was done before Oliver was born, so I don't exactly know when we finished it, but it worked exactly as I would have expected. It was a functional space. I had my computer, like everything was fine. But having ADHD and not being able to tune things out and focus and avoid procrastination and avoid distractions has taken its toll. And what I found that, is really the problem. So part of the time it's a kid is sick and stays home, or they have a school holiday, or whatever the case may be. And when that happens, I'm out in the open. I can't get anything done. It's not possible. And other times it was, you know, I'm trying to get out of the house for a dedicated space to work, and, you know, that's hit or miss. But more often than not, the issue was really me and my location in the house and my environment. So I was a few steps away from the kitchen, and I was a few steps away from the couch. And so I had a pretty gnarly habit of doing a little bit of work at the desk and then wanting to stretch my legs, and then I unplug my laptop and bring it over to the couch and sit down and work there, which is fine. For the most part, I get everything done as I need, but it just didn't feel productive, and it didn't, I don't know. And changing gears just a little bit, whenever I do my best to stop work at, you know, 5 or 5:30 when April and the boys get home. Not always possible. Sometimes I'm stuck waiting on something from somebody, and I got to get it finished that night, and I finally get it, and it's 7 o'clock at night, whatever. Or I want to do something like the podcast, and that's not possible at all with anybody awake except maybe April, even then. But what I was finding is, like, the stuff that I wanted to do, I didn't have the capacity to do it in this built-in desk out in the open. So I don't remember who floated the idea. I think it was April. And I think it was sort of jokey. Like, she was like, we should just move the washer and dryer outside to the garage, and you should convert the laundry room into an office. And it was like a joke that, like, slowly swelled and became sort of kind of maybe real. And so I wanted to take this time, this episode, to tell you guys about how I converted my laundry room into a home office. And I also want to talk a little bit about, like, what that's going to do for me in the show and the podcast. And so hopefully you guys stick with me. I thought this was a fun project, and I'm really, really happy with the way it turned out. By the way, another disclaimer, I'm also recording from the car again, but I did several test clips, and I'm hoping this sounds good. If you're hearing this, it sounded good enough. So let's start with clearing out the laundry. Like, this was an idea that sort of just festered. And to set some context, like, our laundry room and garage share a wall. So, and the wall is, like, sort of perfect for where they would go. And so the first step was clearing out a space along that wall where the washer and dryer could live. So I did a little bit of garage reorganizing and, deer, buck, just ran across the road. Hey, this is what happens when you drive in the middle of nowhere. So anyways, cleared out the garage, made a space for them, and consulted with my dad, who all of my childhood, you know, built houses, contractor, you know, but also got his hands dirty and built cabinets and, you know, he did all kinds of stuff. And so, and he still loves to do that. He actually just got done building his house. And so anyways, I consulted with him, and I said, yeah, they share a wall. And anyways, the next time they came to visit, he checked it out, and he was like, yeah, you really, I mean, these boxes for the drains and all that stuff, probably touching the drywall on the backside. You probably just need to punch through and pivot them around. And so I did. I cleared out the laundry room first and got the washer and dryer unhooked. And then I started to poke holes in the wall. And it was a process, but it really didn't take that long. It was an evening of cutting and moving outlets and stuff. And then next day, father-in-law came over with a dolly, and it just made it easier to move the washer and dryer outside like that, going over bumps and gaps and through the doorway and all that stuff. So got everything moved, got everything hooked up that night and working. And yeah, so then I was pretty much fully committed because I busted a bunch of holes. So I'm like, this better work. And now, look, I got to back up because I got to tell you, before I did the moving of the appliances, I spent, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks sketching it up on my iPad. If you're not familiar with Freeform, it's an app from Apple. And I was able to just sort of, you can sketch and drop links and pictures and all that. And so I made a freeform board for this project and went in the laundry room with a tape measure and got my measurements about 20 different times and sketched up what, you know, my sort of vision would be. And anyway, so I wasn't just sketching the layout. I was grabbing images and links and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I was really committed, and I was finding everything on Amazon and building a big wish list and so that I could just order it all at once. And anyway, so we moved the units out, and then I got to taking out the shelf that was in there. And I don't know what it is with like new home builds, but if you go into a home that was built in the last couple of years, like go look at some of like the pre-built like shelves and stuff that they use. The amount of caulking that they use on those things is absurd. Like every seam, I mean, that shelf must have gone, he must have gone through a whole tube of caulking before he finished it, because that, it was caulk everywhere. I don't know how many more times I'm going to say caulk, but yeah, bear with me. Anyways, so got the shelf taken down, had to do some sanding where the shelf was, and obviously I patched up the holes from the washer and dryer and filled those in and you know, mudded and anyways, all that. I got the everything looking somewhat presentable, redid the texture in the spots that I had to repair or fill in, and then it was up to my wife to paint. When it comes to projects, I don't know what it is. I don't paint. I hate paint. I won't paint. No. So I refuse to paint, but fortunately my wife either likes it or doesn't mind it, and so she took care of painting the whole room for me, which was fantastic. And so I got it painted, and then sometime between filling all the holes and prepping the walls and painting, I ordered everything from Amazon, and it started to come in over a couple of days. And, you know, one evening I put one piece of furniture together, the next evening I put the desk together, the next evening I put the chair, you know. So fortunately, everything came in rather quickly, and it all fit, and it fit really well. So, like, it worked, and I was really stoked about that. Now, there's a couple of things that I did setup-wise that I just wanted to share, I thought were kind of neat. So, this is a small room. I should have given you guys some context on the size. It's a laundry room. It's not a closet. It's not a bedroom. Somewhere in the middle. It's about 6 feet wide and about 6.5 feet deep, but unfortunately, one of the corners of the room is cut off because it's angled and it's part of our entryway on the other side of the wall. So not completely a square or rectangle, but it's, you know, some sort of weird trapezoid shape. And I found a desk that was narrow enough to fit. It's also a standing desk, which is great for me because I don't like to sit down for super long extended periods of time. And I wanted to keep cables and stuff to a minimum, so I went from two monitors down to one, but I got an ultra wide, so it's basically like I have my two monitors back. And it's only been 4 or 5 days, but I absolutely love it. It was the best decision ever. So, new monitor, new desk. I mean, basically everything in there is new because I just wanted everything to work together and everything to look good. And so, pretty new process all around for just day-to-day work. Probably one of my favorite things that I found, though, is I wanted to replace the light fixture, and I also wanted a fan. And that's a small room, so I can't just go and get like a normal ceiling fan. So I was looking up like smaller ceiling fans on Amazon, and I found some like caged small ceiling fans, and I found one that's like 13 inches wide. So it's really small. But April actually, I found the product. April found the version of that product. She found one that fits with the room and looks really good, and it's got a remote, which is kind of fancy, but anyways, it's nice to have a small fan in there. And then what else? Oh, podcast. This is going to be really cool. I was able to put a light fixture over the outside of the door, and I put a smart bulb in that light fixture. and I have a button on my phone, and I can hit it, and it'll turn red, which means don't open this door, or else. I don't really know what it means yet, but so far the boys are respecting it. It's working. I'll say that loosely, but so far they're listening to the light, and they're not bothering when it's on. So I think from a podcasting perspective, it's going to be really nice. And then the other thing I wanted to mention regarding the podcast is I found some acoustic panels. So it's not soundproof. That's expensive and usually pretty ugly. But because it's sort of a confined space with weird-shaped walls, I didn't want it to like echo and sound funky, which even with all the stuff moved in, it still kind of does. So I found these acoustic panels that are, they look good, but they're probably 2 feet by 4 feet. And I've got three of them on this big open back wall behind me. And so it does a great job of sort of deadening the room just enough that recording is going to sound good. So anyways, that's a brief tour slash overview of the new office. Now, couple of things. Why have I not recorded in there if I did all this cool stuff? Well, okay, so listen, I got a new desk. The new desk is set up in a way that I needed a new boom arm, and I ordered one, and it like never shipped, so I canceled that, ordered a different one. It got here in a couple of days, and I have two options. I can either drill it in or I can clamp it on, and clamping doesn't work because of the desk. It's where it would have to clamp is too tall, so. And I didn't want to drill, not yet. I didn't want to commit to anything yet. So anyways, long story long, I had to send that mount back, and I have not picked out a new one. So my mic is not properly mounted, and I've also been really busy. So I haven't had a chance to sit down and record in the office, but it's coming. It's happening. I'll let you guys know for sure whenever it happens. But that's sort of pending item number one. And number two is the door. So right now it's just a, you know, standard run-of-the-mill interior door. April and I want to find something that's sort of like a half glass, half regular door, you know, the good, like, got like the window up top. See, point being, if I close the door, I can still have some light coming in from outside, and it doesn't look so closed off and all of that. And on the note of it looking closed off, I did get a rather large mirror for the back wall. So it looks fine. I mean, it doesn't look small. Like I said, I've worked in it for 4 or 5 days now, and I have zero complaints. Like, it's great. There's a few odds and ends that I want to get just for quality of life. So, I ordered a light bar for my monitor so that, and it's got a backlight too, so it can throw light on the wall behind the screen. And I think with the way it's set up, that's going to be really good for my eyes. But otherwise, it's fully functional. I mean, I've done long days of work in there, and I've loved every second of it. So I'm thrilled. I think it's great, and I'm really excited at having a space. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about it, it's what's been going on, and I wanted to share that. But at the same time, I'm also looking at it as a new opportunity for sort of re-energizing the show. And you know, it's cool to have a dedicated space. Once I get the mic set up, like, it's going to be cake. But also just everyday carry stuff. I moved all of my EDC gear into the office as well. And it's, you know, it's all new surfaces and tables and lighting and all kinds of things that are going to let me, they're going to let me take new pictures and get new vibes. And I'm looking forward to that too. So a lot of cool changes as far as, you know, the everyday work goes. And I think it's going to serve a bunch of purposes. I'll be able to have a dedicated space to do the podcast and dedicated space to do work when I need to. And it's cool that it's just, and April was so great. She was super helpful with like colors and coordinating things and picking stuff out, but she also let me do what I wanted to do, like acoustic panels or, I don't know, the funky ceiling fan, which, again, she found it, so that's on her. But overall, I'm just really excited to have this new space, and I think it's going to be really fun. One thing that I am going to work on in the very near future, again, as part of an added benefit of this being a dedicated space, I want to put up a permanent or semi-permanent video rig. So I have the equipment, I have the camera and all the connections, everything I need to make it work on a computer, and I have the space. I just have to figure out the best way to bring them together. So one of the goals that I have for this year for the podcast is to do more video stuff, and so hopefully with enough elbow grease and determination, I will be able to get some kind of rig set up that is both functional and easy to access. At least that's the goal. So be on the lookout for, you know, updates and hopefully some video content. And I will say, like, I can understand hearing all this. You're like, I don't even know what it looks like. What are you talking about? I'm going to do my best to get some pictures up as soon as possible on Instagram to show the layout and how everything looks and works and all that stuff. So if you're listening to this on release day or soon after, there may not be pictures, but go back to Instagram or make sure you're following GT Dunn on Instagram to see what I have dubbed the Clawfus, which Clawfus was a new term for me. Coworker introduced me to it. I was talking about this project, and she was like, oh, you mean like a Clawfus? I was like, I've never heard that. She's like, yeah, it's like a TikTok thing. It's just like you take a closet and you turn it into an office. This is not as small as most Clawfuses, because I looked them up. That's a nightmare. But it is small, and I have referred to it as the Clawfus ever since, and I insist that April calls it a Clawfus as well. So that's what's been going on. That's what I've been up to. Not a whole lot in the way of everyday carry, but again, I was really stubbornly focused on this project. And, you know, April would throw out an idea, and I'm like, no. Got to finish this project first. Like, I want to make sure, and not just like the hard work, but, you know, we made a detour yesterday so I could go into, I think I ended up going into Hobby Lobby and getting it, but I wanted a hook to put on the wall to hang my bag. And, you know, like little stuff like that. I'm like, before I start anything else, I do not have brain space for any other project. This is what I want to do. So I was really stubborn and saw it through to completion. And like I said, other than really the door and the mic boom, it's 100, you know, it's 95% complete. That's 5%, whatever. It is functional and usable, and it's amazing. The other thing, and it should be in today, I did order a new doorknob because right now it doesn't lock in any way, and I need it to. One, for when I'm in there and trying to not be bothered, but two, for when I'm not in there because my knives are in there. I don't think the kids can reach them, but they're clever and troublemakers, so I just want to be careful, and at the same time, I want to be able to not be bothered while I'm in there, so I'm trying to get it for sort of both purposes, but I found a doorknob that looks good and locks automatically, and I can use my fingerprints or my phone or a key, a physical key, to unlock it, so I'll be able to, if I'm in town one day for work and April needs to get, I can register her fingerprint and she can push the button, or I can just hit a button on my phone and let her in. So that's coming today. That'll be installed over the weekend. And yeah, I think that's about it though. Like really, that's been my focus. I've not gotten anything EDC wise that's new. I do have a package coming today I'm not going to say anything else about it, but I have a package coming today that's EDC related. But other than that, it's been a pretty EDC-less week since we last spoke. The custom Pioneer that I've been using that I talked about in the last episode was MVP of unboxing and assembling furniture. It was so nice to have some of those tools quick access, and just a solid knife, easy to find, easy to use. So really loved that. But yeah, that's what's been going on. That's what I've been up to. For all you EDC folks that stuck around, thanks. Sorry this was not really gear-centric, but, I think even when we're not talking about specifically EDC gear, like, just getting any kind of new gear is exciting. And so, I made sure when I was ordering everything, like, I found the desk, I found computer speakers, a monitor, I just got a new keyboard, like, a month ago, so I didn't need that, but basically everything new, and it's fantastic. The only thing I didn't upgrade is the mouse. So I have a Logitech MX Master 2, I think. It's older. I've had it for several years, but it works great, and I don't have any complaints, so it's fine. I'll upgrade it another time. But anyways, that's what's been going on. That's what I've been up to. I think I've said that like 4 times now. I'm going to cut it off before I ramble anymore. And hopefully I can get this edited after dinner tonight. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. I will talk to you again next week, where we will discuss more everyday carry things and maybe mention my office a time or two. All right. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you get new episodes every time they're released. And make sure you follow Gearing Up Podcast on Instagram so that we can stay in touch. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.